This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited about our guest today. I've got Michael McGreevy, who is with McGreevy Leadership, and calling us out of Buffalo today. Michael, thanks for being our guest.
Derek, it's an honor to be here with you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. If you don't mind, just start with us with your early years and tell me a little bit about some things that formed you at an early age and maybe some struggles that you have, and we just want to hear your story, what you feel comfortable sharing.
Yeah, I would be happy to share my story. You know, as much as I'd like to think that I've always been a strong leader and somebody that's confident and knows what I want in life, that is just not my story at all. And just to give you an idea of kind of what life looked like for me as a young man, is I struggled with severe anxiety for almost 15 years. And there were times in high school where I would go home having panic attacks and not want to go back to school at all. If I was called on in my class, I would come up with reasons to leave the classroom just so I wouldn't have to answer a question in class, because I was so freaked out and worried that I would have a panic attack and that I would really have a heart attack and die.
Wow.
And so I struggled with that a whole lot through high school, even into college, and there were times in college that I would get into really bad stuff just to try to avoid the pain of that anxiety. And so consequently, when you struggle with anxiety like that, it's pretty difficult to have any sort of vision for the future or any realistic dreams or hopes, because you're just trying to survive on a daily basis.
Right.
And that's really what my story looked like. And so after college, I somehow was able to graduate college, but not really any focus at all. I ended up jumping on a construction crew right after college, and we were building houses. And one day on the job, I was working with a friend, and we were on the second floor of the house, kind of working near the stairwell. And I watched him step backward and fall two stories down into the basement. And when I looked over the edge, he was the last person I saw. I saw him looking at me as he fell, and I looked over the edge, and he was in a slump on the basement floor. And in the midst of my anxiety and fear, it was just more than I could even handle at that moment of my life. But really, what I thought was the end was actually the beginning of me finding myself.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.